Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. President Barack Obama's sweeping plan to address climate change is meeting with approval from a wide array of environmental groups in California and politicians, from Governor Jerry Brown on down. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel tells us the state's top air quality regulator is welcoming the president's plan as confirmation of California's policies.
In his speech on Tuesday, Obama laid out his directive to the federal EPA to limit carbon emissions from power plants. California already does this. It's part of the state's cap-and-trade program, which launched late last year. Mary Nichols heads the California Air Resources Board, the agency that regulates pollution. She says the federal rules will be a good fit with California's program and good for the businesses that are required to participate in it.
Companies that do business in California do business in other places, and having a more level playing field is always to California's advantage.
Nichols says in her experience, this is how environmental laws work. California leads, other states join in, and eventually the federal government follows.
California benefits enormously from having the federal government step up with a climate program. It can only enhance our activities if we have a strong federal partner.
Other elements of the Obama plan include a push for more renewable energy development, grants for farmers to save water, and sweeping new efficiency standards for appliances. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.
The state has until the end of the year to reduce its prison population by another 9,500 inmates. That's just the latest ruling from a federal panel of judges in a case that's gone on for two decades. At the heart of the case, the claim the system can't meet the health care needs of its prisoners, a claim the Corrections Department argues is no longer true. To press the point, yesterday the agency unveiled a brand new medical facility in Stockton. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow was there.
On Tuesday morning, Corrections Secretary Jeffrey Beard pulled the cover off a plaque dedicating the center where as many as 1,700 inmates at a time will get treatment. Walking through the yard of the $840 million complex, Beard said he had invited the three judges who had blasted the state for failing to relieve overcrowding to come out for the dedication ceremony.
And certainly any time they would want to come and take a tour, we'd be more than happy to take them.
Beard says the sickest prisoners from all over California will come to this facility for state-of-the-art care.
That means we take them out of other institutions in this state who no longer have those high-acuity people to treat. So that means they can actually have more inmates in that facility and still handle the medical and mental health needs because we've consolidated those needs here at the Stockton facility.
Last week, a panel of three federal judges said the state must take immediate steps to reduce the overall prison population. The order stems from a suit charging California has failed to meet the needs of ill and mentally ill inmates. Governor Jerry Brown is vowing to appeal the ruling all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but he has also submitted a plan to lawmakers for reaching the required population cap. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Covered California has announced a half dozen dental plans for children that will be available when the state-run insurance marketplace opens for business this fall. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has more.
The six companies picked to offer dental plans for kids 18 years old and younger include Blue Shield, Anthem, Delta Dental, and Premier Access Dental. Plan rates run from as low as $9 to more than $30 a month, depending on the type of coverage. Covered California's Peter Lee says under the plan rules, families won't pay more than $1,000 a year out of pocket, and there are no annual limits on how much the health plans pay.
Benefits are very much a key part of making the portfolio that Covered California is offering for families attractive, and will go hand in hand with the broad health insurance benefits to make hundreds of thousands of Californians able to have coverage for their children.
Purchase of the standalone dental plans for kids is optional under the Affordable Care Act, which is in part why Betsy Imholtz of the consumer advocacy group Consumers Union would have preferred integrated dental coverage with Covered California's health plans.
If it's all folded in together, it's likely to be less expensive because it's going to be spread over a larger group of people.
Studies show kids who don't get routine dental care can experience declines in overall health and school performance. Enrollment in the plans is expected to open in October. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
A new study from Stanford is fueling the debate over whether charter schools do a better job of educating students than traditional public schools. Charla Bayer reports.
To figure out if a student benefits from a charter school versus a traditional public school, study director Margaret Raymond says the researchers compared test scores over 4 years for students they considered virtual twins.
Each of our charter school students in our study is matched to a student who looks like them in every other way.
That includes factors such as race, free and reduced lunch status, and test scores at the start of the study. By attending a charter school, the average student in California appears to gain the equivalent of 22 days of reading instruction a year. But that student loses 7 days of math instruction. Raymond says charters have improved slightly since she did a similar report in 2009. The report also gives fodder to critics of charters. Diane Ravitch is an education historian and professor at New York University.
What's especially surprising is how little difference there is between the results of kids in charter schools and kids in public schools.
She says it's quite an accomplishment for the state's public schools to do better than charters in math, despite having a lot more constraints. For the California Report, I'm Charla Bayer.
And finally today, a study from Brown University finds Asian Americans, the fastest growing, highest earning, and best educated people in the country, are almost as segregated from the nation's white population as they were two decades ago. California is home to 5.5 million Asian Americans, a third of the country's Asian American population. So the study authors talk a lot about neighborhoods here, particularly Los Angeles and Orange counties, home to what study authors describe as ethnoburbs. Suburban areas filled with cultural and economic amenities that make it attractive to stay put, even for younger generations. As one author wrote, quote, "If your neighborhood is doing well, what would be the motive to change?" What do you think? Do you live in an ethnoburb? Does it serve as a strength to your family? Or do you think you'd be better off moving out? Continue the conversation on the California Report's Facebook page. That's the California Report for Wednesday, June 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. The California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.